continuing our shir in the topic of Chatzi Shir and the Eitz of Rabbi Sol Salanter to make a neder, a shvua on Erev Yom Kippur, not to eat on Yom Kippur, and Memel Yom Kippur is in Chal, and then he has no problem of any Suri Achil on Yom Kippur, and then the Chatzi Shir that he's eating is only going to be over on the shvua, and there's no Isser Chatzi Shir for shvua according to some. So that's Bekitcha the Eitz of Rabbi Sol Salanter, and we spoke about it at length in the previous two shiurim, and now we're going to go weiter, based on the Sefer Ohel HaMoed. The Sugya of the Gemara really requires greater understanding. Rabbi Yochanan says that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah because of Chazi Litzterufe, and it's Mashma that it's Svara. Chazi Litzterufe, since the partial shir can become a whole shir, so Memela we ask for the partial shir as well. On the other hand, we learn from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev that Chatzi Shir is Asur. So we see from that that it's not just a svar, it's a pasuk. And since there's a pasuk for this din, there's a drasha for this din, so l'chara, we don't need another reason. The halacha, lo darshin on time of the krah, we don't give reasons for the pasuk. And memela, once we have a pasuk, we don't need this chazilat struf anymore, so we have to understand yesod shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The Rishon already asked this kasha, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Kevan, the chazi writes, that if not for the Svar of Chazi Litzterufe, we would have said that the Jerusha of Kol Chelev is just an Asmacht, and therefore we have a Svara, and therefore from the Svara shows us that the Jerusha is a Jerusha Gemura. L'chora, according to Tosfos, after we learn that there's a Jerusha Gemura, so now we don't have to be Mechadish anymore, Nafka Mina Mikoach HaSvara, because Sof Sof, the Jerusha is a Jerusha Gemura. That's why you have the Svara to show you the Jerusha, the Jerusha Gemura. Now you don't have to darshan out reasons anymore. Nafkamina is from the Svara, because you could just come on to the Pasuk. The Ritva is also all made on this Kasha, and he explains that Be'emes Bevadei, the Ikar Tam of Rabbi Yochanan is not the Pasuk, and it's there is HaKosef. And that he says a reason of Roy Litzdarei, Fuschazi Litzdarufe, that's a time of the Kra. But we have to understand, we pass Kanein Darshan time of the Kra. Now, like Rav Shimon, so why does Rav Yochanan give a reason here for the pasuk? The Mishnah LeMelech Echos Chametz U'Matzah Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin proves for me the Ran and Shavuos another teretz for this to the Shaila. If from the pasuk of Kol Chelev alone, I would have said it's Gzeres Hakosuv, just an Isser Chelev, and we wouldn't learn other Isurim. Just Isser Chelev is a Chatzi Shir. Because Rav Yochanan says that it's a Svarim, and maybe we can learn to other Isurim as well. So we have to be mizbainain and see if these terutzim are arguing with each other, or maybe they're all agreeing. These terutzim we brought, the terutz of Tosfos, the terutz of the Ritva, the terutz of the Mishnah LeMelech based on the Ran. Bemis is another big tmiya, and that is in the Divrei Rishonim, we can prove that Isser Chatzi Shir was said about a lot of dinam and halachas, and it's not just Bisser Achila, not like the Chacham Tzvi that we saw in the previous shir. Rashi Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph says that it applies to Afia. Hagos Hashri also. Hamavasha B'Shabbos Pachos Mishir Afia. If you're baking or cooking less than a shir, then it's still an Achatzi Shir that's Asur Min HaTorah. Prima Gadim already in Shin Yotes asks on the Chacham Tzvi from this Rashi. Also the Rav HaMagi and the Mishnah LeMelech HaKopanim. We see that the Isur of Chatzi Shir is Shaykh not only B'Isur Achila L'Chora. It's very shver, this Fasam is already omed on this, that since we learn Isser Chatzi Shir from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, since we learn the Isser of Chatzi Shir from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, Mehechi Tesi, that this Isser was also said about the Lamites Melochos Shabbos that aren't Shaykh to Isurei Achila. Bishleima for Yochanan is a Svara. So this svara shaykh and all the surim, but since it's a jerusha, mehechi tesi that we can learn about a surah Shabbos as well. From the Rambam, we can also prove that the din of Chatzi Shir was said about other surim, because at the beginning of Hilchos Gzeilu, the Rambam writes that once now that it begozo kol shua filo pachos mishav pruta, the Rambam Magid there says that the reason of the Rambam is because Chatzi Shir is asur min haTorah. So you see that the Isur of Chatzi Shir was not said dafka b'Isurei Achila. See here also, Mehechi Teisa, that the din Chatzi Shir is also said by Isurei Gzeilu. How can you learn that from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev? Ubeemes, even linyan isturi machalos, we can ask that the isur chaylev is in isur kares. So how do we know that the isur of chatzi shir was said about all the surei Torah? Maybe it's only a chumra of a surei kares. Behadvarim srichim hezber. So it would appear that we can say as follows, that as the Ol HaMoed says, Be'emes, all divrei Arishonim are all going b'derech achas, and the shorish is that be'emes, that le'inyan onshei Torah, there's alach l'mosh mi'sinai, that there's only a chiv b'kizayis, and emerges that the ikar iser of the pasuk is b'kizayis. We learn from the pasuk of Kol Chelev that even chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, and this is difficult to understand since the Torah asks it. Why shouldn't the person get malchus on his achila? So where is the depth of this inyan? That on one hand, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, on the other hand, one doesn't get a punishment for it. So we see in the sugya and Gemara in Shavuos Chof Gimel on the Beit that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, nevertheless, he is not considered mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai. Even though, according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, nevertheless, he's not considered mushba v'omed mehar Sinai, and therefore, if somebody is nishbav, takes an oath not to eat nevelos for treifas pachas mikizayis, the shavuos chal, and it's not chashiv mushba, it's not considered mushba v'omed mehar Sinai, and so paskin the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Halacha Zayin. So we have to understand why. Why is it that if somebody is nishba to eat, not to eat nevelos and treifas less than a kizayis, the shavuos chal, and it's not considered mushba v'omed mehar Sinai? Since it's an Isser Torah, why don't we say it's Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai and this Isser? So how's this Isser different from the Iker Shir Isser, where he is Mushba Vomed Mehar Sinai? What's the chilik between Chatzi Shir and Shir? The Meiri in Shavuos writes on this, Mikol Mokom G'dolei Mechayvim Kosvu G'shita Seinu, Avo Pisha Pasku Chatzi Shir Hu Mena Torah. However, B'yochanan Moda She'en Ba Malkus V'Karban, Shehuski Yisura Behedja, Einu Isser Torah Gomor, El Shlo Nemar Shu Mena Torah, Elamasha Royalit Stari Flashlamas Hashir. What does he mean? He says, Gedolei Mechabrim write, like our Shita, that even though they pask in their Chatzi Shir, it's Min haTorah, since Rabbi Yochanan's Moda that it doesn't have Malkus in a carbon, because the Isser is not mentioned explicitly, it's not an Isser Torah Gomor. Ela shelo nomar, it's not an Isser Torah Gomor. It's an interesting nisuach. Ela shelo nomar, we shouldn't say shehu min haTorah, ela mash roilet star for l'shem Hashir. Only with something that's roilet star for l'shem Hashir, that's going to be asur min haTorah. V'dvarav einam brurim de'atzarech, we need the Meiri to come and explain what he means. So apparently we can say b'vira sugya like this, that be'emes, the ikar Isser daraisa, is only when a person eats a shir shalem. That's halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that the iser is only b'achilas kizayis. Nevertheless, there's a chiddush in the pasuk of Kol Chelev, that even chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, and the gedder of this iser is that the Torah asers to eat any achila that's ru'ya lehitztarif lios iser. And even though the iser b'mehuso is only when you have the seira for the entire achila, nevertheless, the maisa achila b'moshe b'mehuso, yachol itztarif the Maisa Achilas Isser, Afhu Nesar Be'achilas. So any Maisa Achilas that can be Mitztarif to a Maisa Achilas Isser, that is also Asur Be'achilas. And that's the name and the Gedder of the Isser, that the Maisa Achilas that has the potential of joining with the Maisa Isser, of becoming a Maisa Isser, the Torah Asserd. And the Pshat is not that that it's a Gedder or Harchokal Isser Torah, the Torah saying, don't eat a half a shear because you might come to eat the whole shear. No, it's not a gedder in harchaka. Rather, the Torah asserted eating any achila that has the potential to be mitztarev, to be a chelik mimaisa achila sisr. And that's the depth of the intention of Rabbi Yochanan when he says, chazi litztarufe. That means that any achila that's roi litztarev to be a part of an achila sisr, the Torah asserted from the pasuk of Kol Chelev. But la'olam, really, be'emes, there's no guf iser here when he eats the chatzi shir, because we have alach l'moshe mi'sinai that we need achilas kizayis. But there's another din that any achila that's ru'i lios chelik mi'iser asra Torah, any achila that could be part, that can join and become potentially an iser, the Torah asr. So it emerges according to this that the Rabbi Yochanan says chazi litztarufe, That the Rabbi Yochanan says, Chazi litzdarufe, that it's Rai litzdarev, that's the gather of the limud from the pasuk. The gather of the limud from the pasuk of Kol Chelev is that it's Chazi litzdarufe. You know why the Torah said a chatzi shir? Since it could be mitzdarev to the whole shir. Now the Ritva explained that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the reason of the pasuk Kol Chelev. So we already asked the kasha lo dashin in time of the Kra. But we're not explaining the reason for the Isser. It's not a reason because you might come to eat the whole thing. No, he's defining the Isser. He's not giving the reason for the Isser. He's telling you the essence of the Isser. You know what the essence of the Isser of Yochanan is saying is? The essence of the Isser is that this Isser, you want to define this Isser? This Isser is that it's can come to be a complete shear. And therefore it's Isser. Since it can be a complete shear, it can be mitzdarif to whole shear, that's why it's Isser. It's not the reason, it's the gather, it's defining, it's the mahus. What's the mahus of this Isser? It's not a reason. Oh, we're answering this because you might, we're answering X because you might come to Y. We're answering a partial shear because you might come to eat a whole shear. No. What's the essence of this Isser? The essence of the Isser is eating a partial. It's Isser because eating a partial shear is Isser. And the definition of this Isser. You want to know how to understand this Isser? The nature of the Isser is that this is something that's mitzdarif to a whole shir. Not that before you're going to come to eat a whole shir, then it's a rachaka. But that the fact that this partial can become a whole, that defines it as an Isser. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to give a gedra to the Isser Torah? Why isn't the drasha of a chatzi shir Isser enough? So in that, the Ran and Shuas comes and explains that if this would be just a Jerusha Me'echitesi, that we should learn to all the Surah Echilah Shabbatara, maybe it's a Halacha Miuchadis B'Surah Chelev. But B'Achilas Chelev, and the Teretz is that's why Rabbi Yochanan comes and he's Magdir the Yisod Isser Torah. And that is that it's Chazil Tzdarufe. In other words, the Torah asserted any Achila that can become Chelek Mimaisa Isser. And since it's the Gedera Isser, there's no way to be Mechalek between Isser and Mishanim. The Yisod Din Torah is that any Achila HaMitzdarefes LaAchila HaSisser, any Achila that can become a whole shear, that's what the Torah answered. So it would appear that from this Havana, they learn it's Lav Dafke Yisurei Achila, even Yisurei Shabbos or Yisurei Gzeila, that the Isser, the Iker Din Torah is that any Pu'ula that's part of a Maisa Isser, and the whole Maisa, and any Maisa that b'mahuso it's mishtatef b'maisa iser, the Torah aser b'tzur chatzi shir, and therefore there's no nafkaminis or achilas or gzelis or Shabbos. As long as the person is doing a maisa that's a chelek mimaisa iser, that's the Torah aser. Now Tosas explained the reason that Rabbi Yochanan had to explain the reason of the iser because of chazil etzdarufe is because otherwise, if not for the chazil etzdarufe, would have said that it's just an asmachta. So it would appear that Tosas means as follows, that b'ms Nimsura halacha l'moshe misina, that one only gets malchus on achilas kazais. So mehechi tesi, that the Torah itself is going to ask for achila pachus mikazais. L'chora it's a stira, that on one hand the Torah gives a shir, and on the other hand the Torah asks for less than a shir. So sof sof may nafkamina ben kashir l'pachus mikashir. So that's l'chora machriach, that this drasha is only an asmachta, and midarais it's really mutter, because if midarais was aser, so then what's the difference between a shir and a chatzi shir? If the Torah gave a shir, then why should a chatzi shir also be aser? So that would mean that it's an asmacht, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan had to come and say, no, that the gather of the Isser, the Torah asked it, is because of chazil etzdarufe, and the explanation is that la'olam, the mahus of the Isser is bashir. But mikol makom, the Torah asked any maisa that's roi litzdarif to be part of the maisa Isser, because of etzem heyoyser roi litzdarif, that's the gufa Isser. So all the Rishonim are really going b'shita achas, b'derech achas, they're all saying the same thing, that you need this extra limud of Chazil Etzdarufe to explain what the gather of the Isser is. The gather of the Isser is that it's Roi Letzdarif, L'Shir Shalem. And in this way, Tosa says, you know, that it's not Minatara. That you know that you would think that it's not Minatara. Because Maishna Shir Michatmi Mipachas Mikashir. But now you see that it is Minatara. And that's why you need the Drasha. Otherwise, you would say the Drasha is just an Asmachta. That's why you need the Svara. To tell you that the Drasha is not an Asmachta. That it's for real, it's really a daraisa. And we saw in the Ritva And the Ritva says that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the reason for Kol Chelev. And that's, in other words, not the Tam HaIsser, but the Geder HaIsser. Like we said, according to the Tosis. And the Ran says, it teaches you that it applies to other Isurim as well, because if that's the Geder HaIsser, that it's anything that's part of a Shir, that's royal, it's starved to a Shir Shalom, it's going to be Asir, so then why should it only apply to Chelev? It should apply to everything. So, Kol HaRishonim, Kol HaNechalim, Holchem El HaYam, Vayam Einenu Malay, all the Rishonim go to the same place. So we continue. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked on the Rambam, why can one not ask on the Shavua when there's a Pachos Megazayis? In other words, we saw halacha that if somebody makes a Shavua that he's not going to eat a kikar, he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and there's more than a Kazayis left, he can still be Nishal because there's still Issa remaining. But if there's less than a Kazayis, there's no more Issa remaining. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eger on the Rambam, why can't he be Nishal on a Shavua when there's Pachos Megazayis? Since Pachos Megazayis is also Asa Mishum Chatzishir in Shavua. So on that, Rabbi Akiva Eger was Mechadesh, that where there's no Kezayis from the Chaticha, there's no more B'nisr Chatzi Shir, because it can't be even starved to a whole Shir, Mimele, there's no more Shavua, and E.F. Shirli Yishal. But according to what we're saying, this Teretz is Nishkin Teretz. Why? Because according to what we're saying, obviously if Rabbi Akiva Eger were here, he would have a lot to say back to us. But the reason is because we're saying that it's not because it's Roy Lit starved before that you're going to come to eat a whole Shir. It's that Be'etzem, a Chatzi Shir is Asr. That it's, since it's part of a whole shir, so a chatzi shir is aser independently, inherently, essentially, not because it's going to be mitzdarif to a whole shir. So even if there's less than a chatzi zayis left in this kikar, it should still be aser as one's shvua, and therefore one could be matir the shvua, because there's still an aser involved. So maybe we can be miyashiv differently, that be'em is the shvua itself, only aser is achilas kazayis, and not pachos. So mitzad maisish hashavua v'din bal yachil dvaro pachos mikazayis is a heter gamur. But there's another iser min haTorah not to eat achila mitzterefes l'iser Torah. And since this iser is not chelik miguf iser hashavua, it's a different iser. This iser of chatzi shir, you can't be nishal al hashavua because the shavua is already finished. One's already over on the shavua. There's just a new iser now of iser chatzi shir, and that is one can't be nishal on that. Beautiful. So. One can no longer be nishal on the shvua because there's no more because the shvua was already over. Just as in the wisser now of chatzi shir, but to be a nishal al shvua he can. So at the first shir we brought the machlokas of the rishonim leinyan a nishba shelo lechol. It's he aser be chatzi shir. We saw that's the opinion of the Rambam, that if a person makes a shvua, he's aser be chatzi shir, or there's no aser chatzi shir min haTorah, and that we saw is das haRamban. And we saw earlier that the Pashtus Yisod HaMachlokas is Chatzi Shir an Isser Atzmi Mishum HaChefta Shal HaAveira, or is it a Harchaka, that if it's an Isser Atzmi because of the Chefta of the Aveira, so that's only Shaykh in a regular Isser Torah, Mashen Kein B'Isser Shavua, that Meikara, he only Asered on himself a Kezayis, it's Heter Gomor. Since he Asered on himself a Kezayis, it's Heter Gomor. This chatzi shir mashen ken. If you hold that it's a harchaka, so then harchaka applies even to a shavua. That would be the Rambam, because he's not allowed to eat a half a shir because he might come to eat the whole shir. However, based on what we said, it would appear that really kule alma modu, everybody agrees that the iser chatzi shir is not a harchaka l'iser Torah. Isser of Chatzi Shir is not a harchaka for the Isser Torah. That's Kule Alma. Me'idach, it's also not an Isser Atzmi that there is on the Chafetz. And the Kule Alma, the Isser, is only be Kazayis. Just the Torah Asserd, any Achila that's Roy Litzdaref, Lios Chelik, Mimaisa Isser. So it's not an Isser Chefza on this. Chatzi Zayis, because it can turn into a whole Zayis. No, the Torah asserted anything that's Roy Litzdarif, any Achila that's Roy Litzdarif, or any Maisa that's Roy Litzdarif, the Shir Shalim. If it's roilet starif lemaisa iser, the Torah answered it. So le'inyan shvua is machlokas rishanim. Das Harambam is that since sof achilas kezayis is achilas iser, so every chelik of the kezayis is considered achila roilet starif lemaisa shel achilas iser, and memel it's included in the din of kol chelev that answers achilas chatzishir. And that's what the Ran means, that since Rabbi Yochanan gave a reason for the Yisr, Mishim L'chazi L'tzitarufe, it's also Shaykh to a Shavua, because sof, this Achila is really its dive for Achila Sisr. But the Ramban argues, and he holds that Linyan Shavua, this Yisr isn't Shaykh, because Linyan is Surah Shavua, there's no Yisr Atzmi B'Achila's Kezayis. Just when he eats a Kezayis, he's over Al Shavuasa. But there's no Avera in the guf maisa achila, umimela leinyan this iser. In other words, what's the iser here? The iser is shavua, but there's not an iser achila; it's an iser shavua. The guf maisa achila is an aser that he was over on the shavua when he ate his shear, and umimela when it comes to this iser, there's no reason to be mimechil. To apply an Isser Chatzi Shir, because the Yisod Isser Chatzi Shir is Shaykh only where the Achilas Kezayis is a Guf Maisa Isser. And Memela, every Chalik is Mitztarif to be Mashim the Shir. Mashen Kein Linyan Shavua, that the Isser B'mahuso is only when he's over Al Diburo Shuaso, and if he wasn't over Kezayis, it's Heter Gamer L'chol Dover. So according to the Ramban, the reason the Chatzi Shir is an Asser is because he wasn't over on his shvua. His shvua was on a shir, and he only ate a chatzi shir. Hashem can, according to the Rambam, this lemaisa's mitzara is a chelek mi maisa iser. If he would continue eating, it would be a maisa iser, and therefore the partial eating is also an iser. And the Rambam says no. The iser isn't the maisa achila. The iser is shvua. And a half a shir, he didn't touch the shvua, he didn't do anything to the shvua. He wasn't over on any shvua, and therefore chatzi shir is mutter. And now we can explain the Mishnah Lamelech in the fourth parak of Shavuos, who's mechadish, that if a person emphasizes in his shvua that he's asering himself only on a kezayis, lekule alma, it's not aser b'chatzi shir. L'chor, it's very difficult to understand. If the iser chatzi shir is an iser harchoka, so what does it matter whether he said explicitly the shear or not? We should answer it no matter what, but based on what we're saying, we can be miyashiv as follows, that when the person emphasized in his shavua that he's only answering on himself achilas kezayis, what this means is that me'ikara, the iser is chal only when he comes to achilas kezayis mamish, and therefore if he hasn't come to shear achilas kezayis, the shavua hasn't yet been chal, and therefore any achila pachas mekezayis isn't considered haschala l'achilas iser, and therefore it's mutar l'kliyam. He's in a different category, he's in a different ballpark. As long as, if he says kezayis, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, if he says kezayis and he eats pachas mekashir, so then as long as he's in the world of pachas mekashir, he hasn't touched the iser shavua yet. If he says it's stama, so then he didn't say it explicitly, so we can say that stama said he's not gonna eat this food, which means a kezayis, but if he started eating it, is that royal star for achilas iser? Yes. But if he says explicitly kezayis, so as long as he hasn't gotten to the kezayis yet, that explicit proclamation of only a kezayis means that when he eats a partial kezayis, so that's nothing, because he said kezayis. The shvua wasn't yet chal. He's explicitly saying, no, the shvua isn't going to be chal until kezayis, until mamshe kezayis. If he doesn't say that, so then already it's a part. You already can look at this eating when he eats less than a shear, and you can say, hey, this can come to a whole shear. So not because of a harchaka, just because any chelek meiser that's roy that starif l'shear shalim is also aser. So if he started to eat, you can say, okay. If he continues, then it's aser. So this is also aser. Again, not al tarchaka, but just because any chelek that's roy litzdarif lemaisa shalem is aser. That's when he didn't say a shir. But if he said a shir, that's his way of saying, until I get to the kezayis, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch the shul. I didn't go near the shul. If he doesn't, then you can say it's partial eating. It's roilitz daif to a whole eating, so therefore it's shaykh to the shul. So the partial eating is shaykh to the shul. But if he says explicitly a kazayis, then he's being lafuke, that any partial eating is going to be a part of the shul. So now we can go back to the eitzah of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So now there's a makom gadol for this eitzah. That the iser of chatzi shir, the yisod of the iser is because it's chelek miachilas iser. But when the iser yom kippur isn't chal, because ein iser chol al iser, so then achilas pachos mikizayis is not roilios chelek miachilas iser. When he eats this pachos mikizayis, is it roilitz darif lachilas kizayis shalim and be over on yom kippur? No. Because he took a shvua that he's not going to eat. He took a shvua he's not going to eat. And therefore the Yisr of Yom Kippur can't be chal. So since the Yisr of Yom Kippur can't be chal, we've taken care of our Yom Kippur problem. He's not going to be over on the Yisr of Achil and Yom Kippur. Meidach, on the other hand, with respect to the Yisr shvua, there's no Yisr when you're dealing about a chatzi zayis. Why not? If you hold like the Ramban, so in Shavua there is no Isser Chatzi Zayis. Because we said that there's no Isser Chefza here. There was an Isser Chefza. So you're eating part of the Isser, so that's going to be independently Isser. But according to the Ramban, as we're defining the Isser is Baal Yachel. The Isser is the Isser Shavua. And when he eats a partial shear, has he been over on his shvur? Has he been over on his dibur? No. So since he hasn't been over on his dibur, then there's no iser of chatzi shear. And the Ramban says there's no iser of chatzi shear by shvur. And now we're explaining why. Because what's the Yisr of Shavua? The Yisr of Shavua is being over on his Dibur. But the half a shir he hasn't been over on his Dibur. Then we have the Das Mishnah Lamelech. And if he emphasizes in his Shavua, he's only answering a Kizayis Lekuliyama, there's no Yisr Chatzi Shir. So if he says explicitly that he's not going to eat a Kizayis, even the Rambam would agree that there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. Because he explicitly said that this is only, I'm only going to be in the world of Shavua when I get to a Kizayis. But beforehand it's nothing. So Memeil, if you the Das Mishnah Lamelech, so if you emphasize that it's a Kizayis, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir. So this person is essentially taken care of both on the Yom Kippur side and on the Shavua side. On the Yom Kippur side, because Yom Kippur is not Chal, therefore the Chatzi Shir is in Chal. So don't worry that the Chatzi Shir is going to come to a whole Shir because there is no whole Shir of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not Chal. Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So the half can't come to a whole. So therefore the half isn't going to be Asser either. It's not a Chelek Mimais Achilas Isser because you can never get to the whole Isser. So Yom Kippur we're taking care of. And I, what about the Shavua? So Shavua is also fine because according to the Ramban or according to Mishnah Lamelech, the Yisr is you're over if you're on Bal Yachel. And if it's a partial shear, there's no Bal Yachel, you're not touching the Bal Yachel, it's not a chelik mimaisa Yisr. It's not an Yisr if it was an Yisr Chefza, then you're over on a chelik mimaisa Yisr. But since it's not an Yisr Chefza, it's an Yisr of Bal Yachel, of Dibur, he wasn't over yet on his Dibur. His dibur was a shear. Because a chatzi shear, a shayach, only where achilas kizayis is a guf maise iser. And a mele, every chelik of achilas kizayis is also going to be aser. Hashem came in Shavua, the Yisr B'Mahusa was being over on his Dibur. And if it's less than a shir, he hasn't Bechlal been over on his Dibur. So Memela Miyusheves Atzas Rabbi Sol Salanter. Okay, the Sefer Ol Moed is Marich more in this Nakuda, and this is already the third shir. Maybe we'll have a fourth. I always ask myself when I give these series of 3, 4, 5, 6 shirim if people follow me the whole way through. It's very chashuv too, but I don't know if everybody does. So we should be zochel l'lamed l'lamed l'shma v'lasas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the koach and the moach and the money to be able to continue giving these shirim. This way be a schus for me, and I hope for the listeners as well. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.